The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from AARP Bulletin. Our first article up is a fairly lengthy article, and I will try to get most of this in, but I think it will certainly be worth our time today. It's entitled, 99 Ways to Save. As of this writing, the inflation surge of the past 2 years finally appears to be receding. But there remain many high-price hotspots. Food costs are still challenging, service providers are charging more for their labor, and surging interest in travel has the industry hungry to recoup dollars lost during the pandemic. So for this 14th annual edition of 99 Ways to Save, we consulted with dozens of professionals to get their great tips for what we call inflation hotspots, those very common costs many of us will face in the coming months that remain very stubbornly high. Try a few tips, make them habits, then try a few more. As we say each year, so much of saving money is simply being mindful about the spending. Maintain a money smart attitude and keep adding frugal habits, and your savings pile can truly become a mountain. The first category is groceries. Be section smart. A large grocery store might have three or more places it sells cheese, deli counter, gourmet cheese section, dairy case. Same for spices, breads, packaged meats, and other foods. Be sure to compare prices in different sections to get the best value. Get grocery items for half price. Flash Food is a relatively new app that works with grocery stores to offer deals of up to 50% off items that are nearing their sell-by date. Pay for the items through the app and pick them up at a designated zone in the participating stores. Number three, flip your berries. Moisture is the main reason berries go bad quickly. To find the freshest ones, flip over the container at the grocery store. If they aren't sticking to the bottom, they'll last you longer. Number four, have two grocery shopping lists. The first is all the items you need for the coming week. The second is a running list of pantry items and household supplies that may run low in the next month or so. Buy those only when those items are on sale. Then get enough to last for a few months. Switch to non-organic for the Clean 15. The Environmental Working Group publishes a list of the Clean 15 on its website, identifying produce on which it found the smallest amount of pesticides. The list includes avocados, sweet potatoes, and pineapples. Number six, we'll say it again, download your grocery store app. The loyalty card has gone virtual. Two-thirds of supermarkets have digital deals accessible only on their app. Clip them within the app, and they'll get applied automatically at checkout. Look for new store brands to try. Many name brands have aggressively raised prices on packaged food this past year. Luckily, grocery chains come out with house brand products that are almost cheaper than their more famous counterparts. Compare ingredient list. Often, that's the biggest difference. And it's not the ingredients, it's usually the price. Number eight, mix up your supermarkets. New discount grocery chains are showing up widely in many suburban and urban areas. Lidl and Aldi, two fast-growing German chains, keep prices low by selling a selection of largely private-labeled items. Market Basket, Grocery Outlet, Winco Foods, and Save-A-Lot are all other popular low-cost retailers, surveys show. Use coupons when ordering online. The average grocery shopper could save more than $300 per year by using online coupons for at-home purchases, a Coupon Follow survey shows. Install a browser extension such as Honey, Scently, Rakuten to automatically find and apply the codes for you at checkout. Now let's move to savings for travel. Check out Amtrak discounts. Don't book a relatively short flight, say of less than 500 miles, before looking at Amtrak.com. On any given day, there are a wide range of discounts and offers that can make taking the train cheaper than flying. Note that folks over 65 get a 10% discount on most regular fares. Number 11, be a night owl or an early bird. Another Amtrak trick, pay as little as $20 to travel between New York City and Washington, D.C. from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Go to Amtrak.com/night owl to find those deals. Skip traditional car rentals. Car sharing services such as Zipcar and Turo, that's T-U-R-O, can often save money compared with traditional car rentals if you pick the one that suits your purpose. Zipcar members pay a monthly or annual fee with gas, 18 miles, maintenance, and parking included. Turo, a peer-to-peer car sharing marketplace, offers a variety of vehicles from sprinter vans to sport cars. Book your flights on Sunday. Airfares vary not just based on when you fly, but also when you book. Data from Airline Reporting Corporation shows that booking your trip on a Sunday instead of a Friday will save you an average of 15% on international flights and 5% on domestic flights. Time your airplane ticket purchase. Waiting until the last minute to book a flight is not the best way to save. Data shows that by booking domestic air travel 28 to 35 days before departure, you'll save an average of 10% compared with travelers who waited until 2 weeks or less before flying. Comparison shop for vacation homes. Pricing for vacation home rentals can vary across platforms such as Airbnb, Booking.com, and VRBO. The site HiChee.com, that's HiChee.com, scours each of these sites to find the house you want at the best price. The owners may even offer the house for less if you rent directly from them. Number 16, book sooner. Hotels typically provide full refunds on rooms purchases until a few days before your reservation starts. If prices drop, you can often cancel your reservation and rebook at the lower rate, but check the cancellation policy to be sure. Number 17, avoid creeping charges on cruise ships. Cruise lines have avoided big jumps in base prices after COVID-19. But they've jacked the prices up for specialty restaurants, tours, drinks, and gratuities. Use a travel agent that specializes in cruises. They often get perks they can pass along, such as a free stateroom upgrade. Email independent hotels to negotiate. You'll have more luck haggling with independent hotels on price than with chains, and email is often the best way to reach someone to authorize the discount. Let them know the price you saw on a travel site and ask whether they can do better. Hotels pay up to 30% to travel sites on confirmed bookings, so it's in their interest to give you a lower price for a direct sale. Skip the rest stop burgers. Often you can get interesting, hearty meals for cheap within a mile or two of a highway exit. Check out roadfood.com to find affordable regional foods at diners, clam shacks, and other eateries. Sites such as TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Foursquare provide regional restaurant choices as well. Stay in. Check sites such as redweek.com and timeshare users groups to rent directly from owners who are unable to use their timeshares this year, sometimes at less than half of what you might pay for hotel. Recent listings included Marriott's Aruba Surf Club, the Hyatt's Beach Club, and the Royal Sands in Cancun, Mexico. Driving. Buy big box gas. Gas at Costco and Sam's Club can be 25 cents per gallon cheaper. That might save you more than the annual membership fee if you live nearby and drive lots of miles. Slow down, please. Most cars get the best gas mileage at around 55 miles per hour. Typically, 65 miles per hour is 8% less efficient than 55 miles per hour, and 80 miles per hour is 28% less efficient. Learn your wiper blades. Newer cars often have different sized blades on the driver and passenger sides, plus a back window blade. So buy specifically for your model and year. Some auto stores will do the replacement for free if you buy the blades there. But doing it yourself isn't that hard. Often you can find a video online for your car model. This allows you to shop for the best price online or at big box stores, where blades can be a third of the cost of auto part stores. But before replacing them, windshield wipers leaving streaks, try cleaning the blades by wiping them with soapy water followed by rubbing alcohol. You'll prolong the life of the blades and maybe avoid scratching the windshield. Get a free battery check. Many auto parts stores will test your battery for free. If you buy one, they'll often install it free. AAA will even come to members for a free check. Use your door to fill your tires. Newer cars have a sticker inside the driver's door that details the proper air pressure for your tires. The optimal pressure is always lower than the pressure written on the tire. Properly inflated tires can improve gas mileage by as much as 3%. And rotate your tires. Modern tires are designed to revolve in one specific direction to channel water away from the car. If they are put on the wrong side, they'll be less safe. You should still rotate your tires from front to back. The front ones wear faster than rear tires, so they'll last longer if rotated every 10,000 miles. Have two auto shops. Take your car to a dealer's service shop for repairs under warranty and for work on specific parts such as an adaptive cruise control, and for standard work such as oil change, brake jobs, and exhaust system fixes, independent shops are cheaper. Upgrade your brake parts. Who doesn't grasp at the price of a brake job? Ironically, the right step might be to spend a little more to save money by asking for high-performance parts that last much longer. They're safer, too. And de-junk your trunk. Every 100 pounds of extra weight in your car could reduce your gas mileage by up to 2%, the U.S. Department of Energy says. Extra weight also will cause parts such as the suspension, shocks, and brakes to wear out faster. And now we'll move on to utilities. Item number 31 is blanket your electric water heater. If your electric water heater is warm to the touch, fitting it with an insulating jacket that can cost $20 to $40 will help prevent heat from escaping, and it will pay for itself in about a year. Some utilities offer these blankets as a rebate. Some will even install one for free. Cycle through your filters. Replacing home air filters is a 5-minute job. You should perform every 3 months on your air conditioner and furnace if using moderately priced filters. Doing so can save you on your energy bill by lowering usage up to 15%, and it can prolong the life of your system. Also, clean your air conditioning coils. Dirty evaporator coils in your central air conditioning can increase your energy usage by up to 40%. Use a brush followed by dish detergent and water in a spray bottle or coil cleaner designed for the job. Yes, you can also get that home energy audit. Many utility companies do not charge homeowners for a professional to visit their home to search for energy leaks. These auditors can inspect everything from windows to insulation. Add insulation in the attic. Improving attic insulation is one of the least expensive home upgrades with the highest payback. For about $30 a roll, you can add 10 inches of unfaced insulation. Homeowners should aim to create a total thickness of 15 to 20 inches. One easy strategy is to lay unfaced fiberglass down on the attic floor. Reverse your ceiling fan in the winter. A ceiling fan in warmer months spins counterclockwise to push cooler air down. In cold weather, reversing its spin to clockwise will help move warm air back down in the room. And under home remodeling, truly nail down your plan before starting. If a contractor senses you don't have a clear vision, their bid price will be higher to allow for unforeseen cost. Although an occasional change order is to be expected on larger projects, keeping them to a minimum will save you a bundle. Buy the high-end stuff yourself. If you're hiring a general contractor for a kitchen or bath remodel, offer to handle purchasing appliances, fixtures, or any specialty items. Many contractors will gladly give up their markup to avoid tracking down items they don't routinely buy. Plus, you can find the best deals. Then look for scratched or dented items. Ask retailers if they have any appliances discounted due to cosmetic blemishes. You might save a bundle on a stove or refrigerator with superficial damage that won't be seen once it's installed. And consider visiting the ReStore. Habitat for Humanity has more than 900 ReStore locations that offer surplus building materials, appliances, and used furnishings at great prices. Check habitat.org/restores. And buy building supplies at a lumber yard. Need lumber for a project? The prices are often better at professional lumber yards than at the big chains, and you'll usually get better quality. And under the category of insurance, item 42, the golden rule, don't auto-renew. Yes, it's work, but shop around when your car policy for insurance comes up for renewal each year. More than 90% of drivers who switched policies saved money, according to a recent Value Penguin survey. Consider usage-based car insurance. This relatively new variation charges you by miles driven rather than a flat rate by using electronics in your car to transmit mileage data. If you're driving less because you're working from home a few days a week or are retired, moving to usage-based insurance could mean a lower bill. Downgrade your ride. Older sedans and sports utility vehicles almost always cost less to insure than new, more costly, and more complicated cars. Go back to driving school from home. Older drivers who take a defensive driving or safe driver course often can score a significant discount on their insurance premiums, according to Insurify. Many courses are offered online. Check out AARP's driving training at aarp.org/auto/driver-safety. Bundle your home and auto insurance. purchasing both policies from a single provider can save you an average of 18% on your premiums, according to an analysis by Insurance.com. There were more than a dozen insurers with discounts over 25%. And use AARP member benefits at restaurants, vision, car rentals, prescription savings, AT&T, hotels, Exxon Mobil, the UPS store, flowers and gifts, and identity theft protection. Under maintenance, be confident. Many basic maintenance tasks we pay pros for. Think changing an air conditioning filter, snaking a drain, deep cleaning a rug, or detailing a car cost significantly less to do yourself and don't require much more than a few tools, some that you can rent, and you can also watch a video online to assist you. Less soap, less paper. A microfiber towel and water can get rid of most dirt or stains from washable surfaces without using cleaners or paper towels. Then just wash and reuse. Double your gutter cleaning. When gutters fill with debris, they get heavy, and the fasteners pull away from the house, causing them to leak. Even with vinyl or aluminum siding, there's wood underneath that can get damaged. One solution? Clean your gutters thoroughly in the fall and spring. And swab the decks. Trap water is a primary destroyer of wooden decks. Even if the decking is synthetic, the frame underneath is susceptible to rot. Restain periodically and keep the deck free of debris and blocks water from the drain. Sweep regularly with a stiff broom, then use a leaf blower to clean debris caught between deck boards. Foam up savings. Foam water is just water and soap aerated with a pump. Save water by making your own. Refill an empty foaming soap container with 3 to 4 tablespoons of your favorite liquid soap. Then fill the bottle with clean water and mix well. Suds up savings. Typically, your washing machine only needs 2 tablespoons of laundry detergent to clean a full load of lightly soiled laundry. Keep a 1.5-ounce shot glass in your laundry room and fill it roughly 2/3 full for the right amount of soap. And moving to yard and garden, get free coffee grounds. Coffee grounds are great for compost. Many Starbucks stores participate in Grounds for Your Garden, a program that provides packaged grounds for free. Or you can ask your local coffee shop to save the grounds for you. Use groceries as seeds. Put scallions root side down in some water, and they'll quickly sprout greens to be transplanted into soil in a week or two. You can also use celery bottoms and potato pieces to grow more. Join a club. Members often have tools and equipment they want to sell or share, and many have extra compost, soil, or seeds they'll give away. Find a local club at the National Garden Club's website, gardenclub.org. And host a plant swap. Consider holding a club or neighborhood plant exchange each spring or fall, where everyone brings overflow plants or cuttings from their yard. And moving on to personal finance, upgrade your cashback card. You can do better than 1% on purchases. Look for one that doesn't have an annual fee and that gives additional cash back on the categories in which you frequently shop and a sign-up bonus. It's not uncommon to get 3% back or more on some categories. And request a lower credit card interest rate. Call your credit card issuer and ask for a lower interest rate. According to a recent survey, 76% of cardholders who did so were successful. The average rate reduction was 6.3 percentage points. And ask for a late fee reversal. The same survey found that most credit card holders proved successful when they requested the fee back that they had to pay for a late fee. So ask. Late fees typically run $30 to $40. Or transfer your balance. The typical balance transfer credit card offers 12 to 15 months without interest, and some cards have balance transfer periods up to 21 months. That can be a huge savings, with interest rates rising to an average of more than 20% for cardholders. Don't rule out first-time homebuyer programs. Some affordable mortgage programs have a broad definition of first-time homebuyers. The Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, loans offer first-time homebuyers are available, and that's for anyone who hasn't owned a primary residence in 3 years. See if your employer offers any pet insurance. A growing number of companies provide pet insurance as an employee benefit. This may be a more affordable option than purchasing it on your own, since employers typically get a group discount on benefits. And moving on to entertainment, get group rates. Taking your kids or grandkids to a show or sporting event? An overlooked trick is to book as a group. You can save up to 50%. You might need to get a few families to go. It can take up to 20 people to qualify, but the savings are huge. Ask your library for a culture pass. Many public library systems have passes for free admission to museums and other cultural attractions. Check your local library's website or stop by the front desk for details. And reserve event parking. Parking apps such as Spot Hero or ParkWiz let you scope out available parking lots, compare prices, and even make a reservation in advance of an event. You'll save significantly compared with showing up and searching for a spot at the time that you need it. Buy it used. Cell phones. The number of online resellers hawking used cell phones has exploded. A used cell phone is much more affordable than a new one. Protect your purchase by looking for at least a one-year warranty. They're available from sellers including Apple, Samsung, and backmarket.com. Also, evening wear. You can find pre-owned formal wear or evening dresses on sites such as ThredUp.com or Poshmark.com. And we're going to have to edit this article today due to time constraints. I hope that those tips have been somewhat helpful in trying to save some additional monies. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.